antidote to the establishment's lies. Welcome to the War Room. Your host, Owen Schroyer.
Making new possibilities a reality, predicting the future of things we all know. Fighting off the disease programming of centuries. Science has to recognize the single most potent element of human existence.
All right, Dr. Diane Hazer is joining me for the remainder of the hour. We'll take some phone calls for you as well coming up. DianeKazer.com/thrive. I want to get her take on this Kellogg story. And, you know, Diane, I think there's two aspects of this that really tell the story. One, and it's not just Kellogg's, but a lot of these companies and countries as well, the companies, you know, it's not even a choice for a lot of them. A lot of these other countries, it's illegal to put these ingredients in the foods. A lot of countries in Europe have banned a lot of these chemicals in the foods, and so they only do it here. So sometimes it's not even by choice. But then you wonder why they do put these chemicals and ingredients in the foods here. So there's that aspect of the story. Then there's the aspect of this group of mothers and just people that are health conscious saying, hey, you know, look at how Americans and America's health has declined. This is part of the reason. Let's come together to do something about this. And they just get a middle finger from the corporate representatives. Those are the two, I think, standout parts of this story to me. But let's start with the first one here. How do we even rationalize this? Why do foreign countries ban these ingredients, but they're in all the foods here? Why won't the companies that don't put these ingredients in the food in foreign countries put them in the food in America?
It's a great question, and I hate to speak so much truth, but this is all part of the extermination plan and the eugenics agenda. So if they can focus on getting us sick, turbo cancers, organ system toxicity, endocrine infertility, lots of skin irritation. I mean, the ingredients that Hari, she's an amazing woman. I've known her for 10 plus years now, and she's been an activist for a long time. In fact, she started trying to get these ingredients out of Kellogg's like 10 years ago. We have made no progress. And this just goes to show how much these psychopathic companies don't care about the people. They care about the profits. And not only that, it's not only the profits to protect their what they're doing inside of controlling our cravings for food, but also to create, because they're owned by the same company. I mean, they're owned by the same hierarchy. The same people who are poisoning us are the same people that have the solution that they'll sell you in the form of, oh, sorry to hear you've got cancer. Let's race for the cure and walk for the solution. But the actual cure is in the cause, and you'll see a whole bunch of GMO companies, you'll see Kellogg's, you'll see a lot of these big, huge, there's like seven of them left, Kraft, et cetera. A lot of the companies that sell seed oil, they will actually be sponsoring the events for Race for the Cure in October. And here we are with all the pink ribbons. They're trying to destroy a nation from within, and it's been that way since World War II and even before.
You know what's so crazy about that, too, and this is part of the, if you want to go with the, let's say, the analogy from They Live, where you put on the glasses, right, and then you see the world for what it is, or maybe it's the red pill in the Matrix, and it's like you can never turn that off, right? And, you know, you speak so complimentary of Vani Hari. I completely agree. It's funny because, you know, she was kind of the first person that, and I was always a health conscious person. My family's always been, you know, a health conscious family, but you don't, until you really see what's really going on and how dangerous most of these foods are, you just don't think about it. I didn't really think about it, you know, as long as I exercise and, you know, generally speaking, you know, it's healthy, you know, it's not. But, you know, again, I figure, oh, I'll go eat a bag of trail mix, no big deal. I'll go drink a Minute Maid juice, no big deal. And then you look at the ingredients and it's like, well, wait a second. I don't want to drink this. It's got toxic things in here. It's got things that are harmful to my health. So you don't even want to eat it. You don't even want to drink it. So it's like until you have that recognition, you just assume, oh, this is fine. You know, it wouldn't be on the shelf if it was doing all of these bad things to me. But then it's everywhere. And so it was kind of Vani Hari that made me really think about that, look at ingredients. And I think she's done that for a lot of Americans. But it's like, again, once you see it, you can't get away from it. You see all these things. You know, October is Cancer Awareness Month now. I guess it's breast cancer, but it's everything. The NFL runs their cancer. I mean, it's propaganda. It is what it is. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But my problem is, yeah, we have this crucial catch campaign. Go get tested for cancer. Of course, the medical industry makes all this money. Everybody's going, you know, all this stuff. And we never address the root cause. Why are cancer rates up? Why is obesity up? Diabetes, all these things. We never address the root cause. We just say, hey, go back to the medical establishment. Go back to the medical institutions. We don't address the actual root causes.
You know, I will tell you right now, you and I have talked about this, is white coat syndrome. It's a diagnosis that I've coined myself. White coat syndrome is when you go to your doctor, just like you said, Owen, and say, what's wrong with me? I've got these lumps. And you trust them to do the work that you should be doing on yourself. I mean, you should be palpating your breasts if you're a woman or even a man at this point. Even men get man boobs and then they also get cancer. This is all xenoestrogenic stuff that is in our food that we're consuming. Like, we have to realize that we can't trust these companies anymore. We've got to do it ourselves. And it is not an overnight thing. But one of the things that my producer and I were talking about before is that I was laughing so hard thinking about this. Like, are you afraid of the sun? Are you slathering yourself with seed oils and SPF 100,000? These are symptoms of white coat syndrome, and you might need our help ASAP to wake up and to start taking accountability to make your own food, or to know, like you just said, Owen, single ingredient foods. So this is something I still see, and it still rubs me the wrong way. What actually prevents cancer? The sun. But yet they tell us to avoid the sun. Where do we get charged? How does the solar generator get charged? The sun. How do our cells get charged? The sun. So the problem, like you and I have talked about before, is it's crap food. Seed oils literally turn into plastic inside of your body and create cancer and create artificial humans out of all of this. And then we go into the sun and then it activates the toxins. So technically, they will actually say the sun causes cancer, but it's actually their food that we're consuming, because they're teaching us to crave it, that causes cancer. So it's this whole big matrix thing that we've got to get away from. And I've got some sovereignty steps for everybody today, because I'm sick of it.
Well, and you always kind of have to be your own test case. You always have to kind of be your own experiment in a way. And mine, you know, you bring up the sunscreen thing. Mine is just an example. I'm sure others have done this too. And I think seed oils comes into it too. I think the future is definitely seed oil free. I think the awareness is coming up there. And I'm not perfect. You know, I still will consume seed oils. You go out to dinner, it's almost impossible to avoid them. Right. But you try to minimize it as much as possible. Who knows? Maybe eventually we'll get them out of everything. It's just not quite there yet. I don't want to go out not be able to enjoy, you know, whatever salad they have or whatever I like at the restaurant because they're seed oils. I'd like to avoid it, but, you know, it's just impossible. So, but when you talk about sunscreen, and we have to be careful, because the enemies of truth will always try to spin things and straw man things. I'm not telling you on the first day of summer to go to the beach for 8 straight hours in the sun and you're not going to get a sunburn if you don't put sunscreen on. That's not what we're saying here. However, since I quit wearing sunscreen probably, I don't know, maybe 4 years ago now, I don't know when it was, I don't get sunburned anymore. Again, I won't go out in the sun for 8 straight hours. Obviously, I would get a sunburn. Every summer, I would at least get a really bad burn. This is when I was wearing sunscreen. Every summer, I would get at least one or two really bad burns. You know, the painful ones, you can't sleep. I mean, I would peel like a lizard. I mean, really bad stuff. And that was when I was wearing sunscreen. Ever since I quit wearing sunscreen, I have never gotten a burn. I have never peeled. I have never not been able to sleep or shower because it's so painful. Never happened once. And it sounds like an anomaly. It sounds like a paradox. That's just the truth. And so, you know, people have to make their own decisions. I would say just be, you know, be your own test case. Don't do anything stupid. But it's just frustrating when people laugh at you and they scoff at you for saying stuff like this. And it's like, I've done it. I'm the living proof. What do you mean? The science. I am the science.
Yes. Yes. Well, you did it. And we'll be sharing that soon. I mean, next week on your show and then soon in InfoWars, we're going to actually share some of the results we found on your test. And this is why it's really, I think it should be the very first thing that everybody should do to open up your eyes to really look at underneath the hood, the proverbial hood of what kind of toxins live inside of me. And then the question is, where are they coming from? Right now, I think the biggest wake-up call is because we're all so over-blood tested. Everybody's getting sick of it, going to their doctor. I mean, even one of your listeners who came to me probably three months ago and said, I've been struggling with all these issues. My dentist, my primary care physician, and I can't remember which other doctor that he was working with, but every single one of them was scratching their heads as to why he was scratching his legs. And he had all kinds of issues going on with his skin and his bowels and his depression. He was on blood pressure medication. And he's 3 months into working with us. And after seeing the toxins in his body and clearing them out, he's like, I can't believe how easy this was to feel this good. And it shouldn't be that hard. And that's the thing is, rather than using all of the energy that we don't have much left of anyway, because we've been poisoned with food and water and our air for so long, rather than fighting with these psychopaths who tell us to get off their lawn, they're telling you they don't care. They care only about, those people care about their job, which is their profits and their identity. They don't want to change. So why do we keep wasting our energy arguing with people who don't want to change? Why not look over here? I mean, look behind me right there. That light right behind me is my little seedlings. I grow food all the time and I'm constantly providing salads for our family because we're growing food